So are we doing cold opens on this new rebranded show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got a little cold open I want to talk to you guys about.
The takes are hot and the openings are cold.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's a true cold open now too, because we don't have an explanation of the show.
Are we gonna cut a new one of those or just
we should. Okay. So this is the last week of real cold opens.
Okay. Hello, dear listener. I want to talk.
Hi.
Damn it.
Honey, shut up. He's talking to me.
I want to talk a little bit, just very briefly, about unrealistic superstitions. Okay, some of them are pretty reliable sometimes. Shut up. I know what I'm saying is flawed. Everything I say
I'm
is
laughing.
Flawed.
I can't enjoy my own show.
No, you can enjoy it. At my expense? Does it have to be at my expense every time?
Well, if you say something stupid, it is going to be at your expense, not my fault.
Okay, okay. Well,
it's in your contract.
Oh, yeah, it does say that. Damn
it. I should
have. It does say that.
I should have put that in there.
So there's a lot of superstitions that...
Would you have signed it if it said, also, Mike can laugh at Deepu directly?
Hey, it's business, man. I knew that was going to be the deal going in.
That's okay, sorry. So I start over. Seriously, let's give this cold open the cold ending it deserves.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about superstitions.
No, do it from the beginning.
Okay. Hello, dear listener.
Hi there.
I want to talk.
How are you?
I'm. Shut up, producer. I want to talk about superstitions very briefly in this cold open. There are random things that we do out of fear that, you know, God's going to punish us if we do it. And
welcome to the comedy show.
You know, don't walk under a guillotine, they say. You know, don't put books on the floor. That was a big thing with me growing up. Could never have a book on the floor. Floor is this amazing storage space for anything, and I couldn't put books down there. Because apparently I was disrespecting the books, and it would make me stupid, my mom
said.
Was
it a bad luck thing?
Yeah. Well, it was a specific kind of bad luck. It was you won't be smart if you don't respect books. Mm-hmm. Little did she know, this brain was fucked from the start. But one thing my mom said to me recently, and this is all my mom's superstitions. You know, my mom's the only source of superstition that I know of. You know, she's the one that likes horoscopes. She follows all these random rules. But one thing she said to me recently, she was, because I'm kind of, my hair is kind of thinning in spots. You know, I'm getting older. I have stress. I pluck hairs like a little girl would pluck the florets of a clover. You know, he loves me, he loves me not. I'm plucking my hairs the same way for some reason. But I'm going a little bald. But she says that's a good thing. Bald people make a lot of money. Okay, so she's actually for me going bald in some respects. Now, I would say that's not a superstition. That's just...
I would say you've named no superstitions. But that's my opinion.
What, the books on the floor thing is not a superstition? Walking on...
She said it because, like, it's her fucking house and take your books off the floor.
No, but that's based on, you know, Indian tradition. You know, that a lot of Indian families do
of
that.
Of shelves? the grand Indian tradition of bookcases?
We believe in elevated novels, okay?
That's a fun one. Definitely not the same word in any of the many languages spoken in India, but...
Yeah. Well, so she says to me that, you're going bald. That's good. Bald people make a lot of money. And I would, you know, she's basing this off of, like, there was this old tale that people pass down from generation to generation in her
made of bald guys' remaining hairs, this tail, and they wear it on their belts.
It's a ponytail. It's quite ugly.
They wear it to raves. Like, I'm not a full furry, but I do wear the bald guy tail.
But I would just say that's a scientific fact that bald people are more likely to make money.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's people that lose their hair, you know, they're pissed off. So they become financial tyrants. That's all you can do. That's your
saying,
way of getting back at the world.
I want to clarify for everyone. So what you're saying is something that's bad, but not necessarily bad to the person's health and energy and mind, happens to them. This bald thing. It annoys them.
Well, something bad for their appearance. But go ahead.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It is a. It happens to them. It doesn't mean they're unhealthy or any less fit. So because of that, their anger fuels them, and they therefore, in a, also an anti-capitalist rant there towards the end, that this anger is what allows them to let your feelings flow through you, Luke, and
feel the
take
dark
over the business world. That's what your theory is here?
That's what my theory is. I think it's, you know, oh, your God's going to take away my hair. I'm going to take away people's wealth slowly through commerce.
I have a feeling that you don't really understand as much about economics as much as you understand Settlers of Catan.
Ugly people are rich, too.
Lots of people are rich. What about, we're trying to focus on women. How does your theory account for that? Women oftentimes much more scorned than balding men.
You know what? We're going to get into that later. I have a whole thing about it, but I want to finish this thought.
Great. Congratulations. Get ready, women. Deepu's going to solve your body image issues coming up later on the show. Fuck me, Deepu. Yeah. Wait, sorry. Keep going. This opening thought. This is just a teaser.
Yeah. So, you know, bald
people. Cold opens can't be 12 minutes.
They're
the
not.
Way.
We're only 3 minutes in. We're only three minutes in. You made me redo the whole start of the cold open.
Well, because it was funny because you did fall for me saying hi back to you.
Okay. So, you know, bald people make a lot of money. Ugly people make a lot of money.
We're 6 minutes in. Just so you know.
And they are the ones telling us that money can't buy us happiness. And it's like, no. Money can't buy you happiness, bald guy.
Great. Deepu, this has been 1980. Okay, so great bit. This is the Tree Saga. This is Let's Start a Cult podcast, the anti-groupthink podcast. Tree Saga, Crown Edition, Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. I fucked up what it's supposed to be, isn't it? It's supposed to be episode edition. I switched them.
It's quite all right. Welcome to welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. I am your host this episode, R2 Deepu. And I'm loving our new identity, the anti-groupthink podcast. Because that's what I've been my whole life. Okay, I've always been...
Deepu's been refusing to think for years.
Well, yeah, even refusing to think, refusing to be part of a group. Every part of that term, I'm against. And it's been an interesting ride, you know. People think I'm a fucking asshole, so... Mm-hmm. I'm glad...
But that's the group thinking that. Listen, just because everyone thinks you're an asshole...
But, I mean, did you feel the same way growing up that you were like... Fuck this crowd, and you know they're all automatically just going with a trend and thinking you know something is awesome. Fuck, they're stupid.
Well, I'll say this about trends, you know, if there's a show or a fashion thing, I try to wait until it's died down if I see it's a trend, because I think everyone can see when something is a trend, but I always like to try to get the chance to be away from a group. I don't think that we're saying we're immune to groupthink. I think we're just being aware of it. The classic example I give is Pokemon. Pokemon is considered one of these big trends of our generation, and you know, I am still a fan of Pokemon. I think it's a somewhat great piece of art and gaming and a lot of things that go with it. I still am a fan of it. It being a trend didn't affect my likingnesses of it.
Yeah, you see, it kind of did for me. The fact that a lot of people liked it kind of just made me go away from it. Kind of made me.
Here's the question I'll throw. Since you graciously threw a question to me, I'll frame one for you. Do you feel as though you do you think there's something wrong with if it's a trend and you also like it? Do you know? Are you so obstinately anti-groupthink that if everyone enjoys it, you also can't enjoy it?
It's a very pure motivation. But I like to be guy standing on mountain by himself, staring off into the sunset while everyone else is by the campfire. You know, that's the social
dynamic.
Go by
the fire.
No. Fuck the fire.
Safe by the fire.
Fire's for losers. I stay in the cold.
Fires for losers. We're not making a lot of good points to not go with the group on this episode. Well, when you say anti-group thing, you're not saying things like, I don't know, heat and hot water. Yes. We're anti-old. Why do you need water? You're crazy, Deepak.
I'm smelly and cold, and I'm loving every second of it.
So you're talking in vagaries, but I'm not necessarily asking for specifics, but if you like something and then you find out everyone also likes it, does that turn you off to it?
No, I will like it in secret. No one will know that I like it. I will like it and not tell anybody.
I famously did that with, not famously.
famously.
No, I sort of, to my credit, admitted this to a bunch of people in my life with the TV show Doctor Who. I found every conversation about it dreadful, and so I just didn't tell anyone that I was watching it. And then I got to have choose who I could speak to about it. It was good.
It really is incredible how certain topics they just shut down a conversation immediately. Like the very utterance of them is just a total turnoff. Like I was on a Tinder date recently. I went on two.
Just say date.
What? Okay, you're right.
You don't call it a bar date or a workplace date.
Some people say coffee date.
But you didn't meet the. They say coffee date because you didn't go on a date on the internet, did you, Ding Dong? You went on a date in person. You just went on a date. You met them in. Nobody says, "Well, we're having a college wedding," because we met in college. What are you talking about?
All right, fine.
Insane. But that's an insane word. No, Tinder date. That's insane. You sound insane.
Well, I was kind of
bragging.
Are
people saying that?
Yeah, actually, they do say
that. Everyone sounds insane. I'm going on a Tinder date.
Yeah, well, that means
I'm going on a drop my books at the bank date. I'm going
book bank.
I'm going on a grinding on my butt for 2 hours at the club date. Sound ridiculous.
I was trying to mildly show off that I have accomplished getting a Tinder date, which is a big deal. It's hard to do, and I had to game the system. To make it happen a little bit. But that's a whole other saga, I'm guessing. So I noticed that...
Did I sigh loud enough?
What?
Did I sigh loud enough? I wanted to make sure. I'm sure the listeners heard me sigh.
Yeah, we all heard you. But I kind of discounted it because...
Hold on. You do this sometimes, Deepu, to me. You do this to me, and it makes me look like the bad guy. I am so happy you went on a date. I'm so happy you used the internet to find a date. That's great, Deepu. You publicly
years of having no success on dating apps. I figured out something.
Okay. Yeah. No. Hold on. Fine with all of that. You had to know that the word Tinder date was a setup for me.
No. You are set off by the most random nouns. I hate it.
You would have known me already. Know me enough to know that Tinder date is a nonsense word. Just think, is this a real word? I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
I tried to get you to call your girlfriend on air one week. You didn't do it, so I'm happy to hear. I don't know why. Everyone's upset about it. I mean, his ex-girlfriend, by the way, is why he didn't do it. Yeah. But I'm very happy that you got this date.
Point is, bring up musicals. At least I should not bring up musicals.
Well, we
on
shouldn't.
These dates.
We shouldn't bring them up anywhere,
right? They kind of just like suck.
Don't do this.
Don't do it.
Don't turn people against us. This is not
no,
what
this
we
group
need.
Thing. Oh, the if there's one in group,
listen,
I'm
sir,
willing to cut off. It's
no,
the music,
because I'll
music.
Tell you why. Because I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. Now, Deepu, listen to me.
Uh huh.
I know the Queens of England, and I quote the facts historical from Marathon to Waterloo and Arthur categorical. Now, how can you say what you said to me about musicals when I have said that? Let me make another point. I'm very well acquainted to in matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorems, Deepu, about them, I'm teeming with a lot of news.
Oh, my God. Okay? It turns
with
out you're
many people
talk
about
too.
The square of the hypotenuse.
I
Who
think
isn't?
I don't want to
Who isn't Gilbert
do
and Sullivan
with you anymore.
It's the best. And Gilbert and Sullivan, you can sing on the air because it's all public domain. It's old enough.
I'm the only person who would like that fact about anything. Just so you know.
Three little maids from school are we. Filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little maids from school. Just keep going and I'll add that every once in a while.
All right, fine. I forgot what I was saying. I'll be
One
honest.
One little
with you.
Maid is a bride, yum yum.
Okay, so certain topics you don't want to bring up. I brought up musicals two times. It was a real turnoff because they're like.
Do you know? Okay, Deepu, here's how I'm going to help you. This is how I'm going to shape this episode. Do you know anything about musicals?
I've been to three.
Great. So maybe the issue isn't musicals. It's I should talk about something I know about.
Totally.
What did you. Can you do it with me? I'll be your date.
Oh no, so no, I can't do this. Come on.
It's
too vulnerable,
hey,
man.
Hey, you couldn't see yourself going out on a date with me? That's not cool. So what? I'm not good enough for you?
I'm somehow pushed into a corner.
I understand that we're professionals and we work together, but like, come on.
I don't shit where I eat, dude.
Here we go. We're on a date. Where were we?
Well, the first date met in the park, if you want to do the park. Second date met in a nice restaurant that I wasn't going to buy anything at.
Where did the musical conversation come up?
Happened at both places, actually.
God, you learned. What were you doing? Was this a stand-up?
Well,
I'll try it out on the first audience, and if it doesn't go well, I'll cut it for the second. What are you doing with your life? Okay, let's do it in the park because I like the oral landscape I can set up in post-production. So we're in the park.
All right. So we're meeting each other for the first time. So, hey, your name's
Evelyn. Hi, I'm. Hi,
oh, you're
I'm
nailing
Evelyn.
Your voice. You're nailing it.
Hi, I'm Evelyn. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Oh, you're much cuter than in your picture.
And you are certainly a human. So what's
no.
going on?
You're so funny. You want to sit? You want to sit here
yeah,
on this bench?
Let's sit down.
It has. I've been here for a while. This one has the least amount of pigeon shit on it.
That's good.
But the most amount of squirrel shit. So there's pluses and minuses.
Perfect. So
saying plus two pluses in that case, more squirrel shit. Deep. So tell me, Deepu.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of squirrels, but I don't think with a gun to my head I could identify squirrel poop.
I was about to ask you, what does squirrel poop look like? Because I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know. I assume it comes out just like the acorns they eat.
This is disgusting. I don't know. You know, if we're going to be together for the rest of our lives, this is how we're going to start? This is how we're going to start?
See,
you know what? You fucked up. Go get up, come back, and let's start again.
Let me start over. Can I make a pitch first? A lot of people in this world, what they want to do is...
Should I just go full Harvey Firestein? Because I'm close, and I'm just...
I'm going to do it. Okay, so a lot of people in this world, when they meet someone, they go, oh, let's talk about all the nice stuff, you know, right away, that we will like each other. But you're fucking yourself, because later in life, all you're going to have left is talking about squirrel poop. If you go through all the good subjects in the first 3 days, then the rest of your life is searching, what do I do, honey? Then you're 50 years old, you're in a house, you're screaming upstairs because you thought of something to talk about, and you go, honey, do you know what squirrel, let's Google squirrel poop together. So I'm just saying.
Evelyn, your thought process is a lot like the late George Carlin in his 70s. That's a...
Well, let me tell you something.
It's quite impressive.
You can get on the plane. I'm going in the plane. Now we can start the conversation over. Hi, my name's Evelyn. I'm Harvey Firestein in a dress.
Hi, Evelyn. I'm Gil. Nice to meet
you.
How's
it going? Oh, you're much cuter in person than you are in your picture.
Thank you. I always have a problem. I always have a problem trying to get nice photos of myself. I stop myself. I'm always like, I'm a man. I don't need to do that.
Can I ask you a question about my sentence I just said?
Sure.
Because I feel as though that... People say, oh, well, he was much, in the picture, he wasn't as good looking. But then, when they have weddings, they take a fucking 100 pictures. So isn't it better to actually be someone who looks better in photography than in real life?
That's a great question. I mean, but if you're not good looking in real life, then
just
you're not...
put the picture over his face.
I've never seen anyone
walk around with
a
Halloween mask.
Again, not really done, but, I mean, If you are in that weird situation, if you're in that 1,000th percent of society, that
we
is...
Don't, we don't have to deal with it, so it's fine.
You don't have to deal with it? What does that mean?
You're better looking. You're better looking in real
oh,
life
thank
than
you,
in
thank
photography.
You. Yeah. No, I know. That's why I never thought about this conundrum. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what are your interests? I know you're into musical theater, so have you seen...
As Harvey Firestein, I've seen a lot of musicals.
Okay.
I mean, Evelyn.
Evelyn, you know.
I'm not Harvey Firestein.
Of course not. Even though you introduced yourself as Harvey Firestein in a dress. Yeah.
Yes. My mistake. Sometimes I forget that's not me.
I saw Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I love it. What a great musical. What a returning to energy and it's a great story. It tells a story through music. it's a really good, and you know, it's international. It's an international hit, and you don't get that a lot. No one's going to see, well, they haven't seen Lion King anyway. That's a bad example. But who the fuck has seen Cats in another country?
Yeah,
lots of people as well. But my point is that Hedwig is different.
I'll tell you, man, that first scene where the lead actress goes up there and she starts belting out this sad aria for to start off the show. I could hear the years of struggle she went through to get that role in every note she was singing.
What?
It was beautiful.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I was just projecting, I guess.
Course you were. It's not even why it's good. A good actress wouldn't be up there. Nobody, you know, they wouldn't go up on stage and you can hear how it was. Christian Bale doesn't come out as Batman and you go, oh, I can just hear all of his crunches. What are you talking about? He's Batman. You know, you don't go, oh, I can just see how much he was.
I don't know.
And,
I think
and I can see how much traffic he stood in to get this role.
Well, I think
the fuck are you talking about?
Well, with movies like The Machinist, you could definitely say, "Oh my God!"
No, what was good about it? It's not good if you can tell the actor is the real person. That's the opposite. That's literally the opposite of acting. You're talking about the antithesis of acting. The point of a good actress is they go up on. There is someone plays a character in Les Mis, and they're actually this well-fed, you know, a New York actor, and they portray this misery of the French Revolution. You're just saying she was a bad actress. She wasn't a bad actress.
I wasn't saying she was bad. I was saying
you literally said she could not. You could hear the passion.
Yeah, I could hear the fervor for her art in every note that she sang. Is that a crime?
You don't know that. Where are you hearing that?
No one knows anything. No one knows anything. I'm gonna throw a pen.
It's going great. You don't know what squirrel shit looks like, and you don't know the definition of the word acting.
You know what I do know?
What do you know?
How to be a lover. Let's go back to my place.
No, ew, gross. Really? We're in a park.
That's okay. We got to start somewhere. You were in a womb at one point. That's okay.
Did you throw in the B there?
Yeah. It was subtle. It was
Is
quiet.
That what you really talked about with acting?
Yeah, it actually got that boring and one-sided, and like she had all the opinions, and she's actually in musical theater.
Dude, your opinion is, oh, you dumbass.
Totally. No, I know. I'm never bringing up musical theater.
We gotta have her on the show so I can apologize.
yeah, I think I can. No, I think she actually unmatched me on Tinder. Wait, no, I have her phone number. I have her phone number.
Please don't bother this poor person who already had to suffer through. Deepu, that's the opposite of acting. If you can hear her passion, I don't understand what that means, if that's what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, listen. I was watching this fucking musical, and I started crying, like, at the start of the show, okay?
You got something else going on.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I got some baggage.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was weird, actually. But I actually get that way whenever I hear really great singing. Anytime I see, like, a Disney movie...
dude, you were better off talking about Disney movies because those aren't musicals.
Those aren't, or they are?
They are.
Okay, yeah. Well, anytime I hear good singing, I sometimes am on the verge of crying.
Making fun of you for having emotions, but I am asking you questions so you can talk about it. So like, just instantly, it doesn't matter what the subject matter is.
Like in the song. No, doesn't matter.
Yes, in the song.
If Kid Rock has a good vibrato going, oh, my heart starts fluttering. I start tearing up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the texture. It's all about the texture.
Why don't you like musicals more, then?
Why don't I like musicals? Because, it's just a lot of fluff.
Yeah, it's called a musical.
Did
you not get that from the name?
I don't like the prancing. I don't like any of it.
This is one of the most important and enjoyable parts of them.
The prancing.
The prancing is best.
Can they just pirouette into like a dumpster?
Do a pirouette. If you can send me a video of a pirouette, I'll let you host 3 weeks and I won't say anything.
Really?
A pirouette is.
I know exactly what a pirouette is. I've seen references to it in various media. Okay. Not in a. I've never seen it directly from its base form, but I've seen references to it, and they can't be that far off. They can't be. They can't be. I refuse. And I will do one in my backyard, and I will send it to you. And I'm going to host the shit out of the show.
Fine.
And I'll do whatever.
I very much doubt that you can do one. Or that. Okay.
What, host a show or pirouette? Little paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy. So, wait, you started with saying you not to bring up musicals. Now, in terms of groupthink, what do you think about that idea of, are you able to navigate conversations like where everyone around you doesn't like something or you do like something? Like, can you have fun doing that?
Talk about something that no one else likes.
One or the other, where you're in a conversation and everyone
I'll be
is
polite.
Like, ah, fuck
I'll,
that.
I'll on the inside say fuck that and find a way out of the conversation to go stand on my mountaintop by myself. Hopefully, get a little rain on me going, get a nice picture. But
spake, Deepu Thustra.
Exactly. So I will politely...
I know sometimes if I go to certain areas of academia, even if I don't know that much about them, I'm going to pull one over on you. So it's okay.
And I know if I bring up anything, you're going to say, hey, you want to explain that? And I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah. So instead of engaging, instead of like... I know
I
that
had nothing to know about this person. She said her bio says she's in musical theater, and she just saw a musical that day, so I asked her, oh, how was it? And then we tried to talk about it. I tried to talk about the two musicals that or three musicals that I saw, which I barely remember, which I barely give a shit about.
Okay. Do you hear your own plan coming out of your mouth? At a certain point, is it making sense to you what you did?
Well, what did I do? Try?
I'm going to literally play it back for the audience and say it back to you. So her bio said she likes musicals. So I tried to talk about the two musicals I barely remember.
Yeah, it's like when you're talking to the crowd, you know, they say something, you got to have a bit in the tank about that's closely related. You just shove that bit out there.
Again, these are humans, not
cattle. Okay.
Why didn't you just say, wow, that's neat, and ask, this is so weird. So
we had nothing else in common. Nothing.
No. Correction, you had nothing in common.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have that in common because you didn't remember anything of the things she liked.
Aside from like a desire of base nutrients, we had nothing.
You don't know that a lot of actors don't eat very well.
She ate well.
Deepu, please, please, we are on eggshells already here.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, she told me to say that about her.
Deepu, please.
It's in the email. No, it's fine. It's fine. I have the email.
You can't make up a fake email. There's no email that says I get permission to be body shaming. I don't care what it is. You're not allowed to do it. Okay, wait. So here's my question. You in a conversation. This is what I want you to talk about. You're in a conversation where everybody else.
So a guy can't be fat? What if it's not about females? It's about anybody. Anybody can be fat and I can talk about
it. This person is not – are you goddamn kidding right now? This person is not on the show and you're making fun of their weight. That's body shaming. I'm not going to let you do it. So you are – and the person didn't like you. So it's not like this is your good friend and you're joking together. The person specifically was like, don't talk to me again. And you think it's okay to body shame. You're so far from okay on
that.
She
didn't say don't talk to me again. She actually said, hey, I'm here till the 27th.
Okay, stop. I want you to talk about something that isn't awful. You're in a conversation where everybody else thinks a different opinion. How does that go for you? Can you enjoy that?
I think I would not enjoy that because that's a lot to track. You know, that's a lot of information coming in. Everyone having their different points of view. And I don't really have a point of view. I usually have, I'm just, I like to fume in a corner, as I've described
previously. What is with these corners in mountains? What are you talking about? You have to be in a conversation. And I've had conversations in corners and mountains.
Well, if someone comes to my corner, I will indulge them. But they're coming to my corner. So it's my conversation. Weird. It's my conversation in my corner.
So
I lead.
That's not what I asked. Do you enjoy when someone else has a different opinion than you?
No.
Asked and answered, I guess.
Well, I mean, how would you handle a situation? You go on a date. You get it's a blind date. Can I use that word? Huh? You're gonna get mad at me for that? I'm gonna throw another fucking pen.
I'm glad I picked up a mic. This is so feeble and pathetic sounding. What? Like you didn't even break that pen. What? Okay, so I'm going on a date.
Yeah. And
just set it up for me. We'll do the same thing. We'll do the reverse.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this first. Would you go on a date with someone you spoke to a little bit online?
Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you? I don't know. Maybe you have ridiculously ridiculous standards.
I do have ridiculous standards, but it has nothing to do with the internet. I barely want to talk to people on the internet. No, that's kidding. I like talking to people on the internet. Okay. So, I just made the hackneyed joke because I wanted to say it. Just set up the scenario. I'm on a you can do a blind date, okay. But you weren't on a blind date.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be the blind date, and I'm gonna just come at you with my random interests.
Well, set it up with what am I handling? I guess just so I can frame the bit for people to get the right examples.
All right,
you have random interests, and they're not my interests at all.
And you're just and you're trying to feel it out. I mean, you're trying to figure out if she
on the first date.
Well, yeah, not physically.
I'm a gentleman, Deepa. No, I'm not gonna feel it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the
double entendre.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're trying to figure out
two little maids. I was gonna go back to three little maids. Okay, what am I trying to figure out?
You're trying to figure
just
out
everything. The life, universe, everything. The number 42. What?
Okay. By my calculations, there's like a 3% chance she wants to bone that day. Right.
3%. Was that on the weather? just say fucking what is the conversation? I'm not having gonna have. Okay, Deepu, how am I supposed to improv your scenario of me having sex with this person on the, and why is it a woman? Why, like, why would that matter? We're not gonna have fake sex on the podcast. It's an improv set. Tell me what I'm supposed to be doing.
But
what am I trying to figure out?
Okay.
Am I just trying to have a conversation like a normal fucking human?
I guess so. I guess
we're great. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, big boy.
If you're going to do voices, listen, I put a lot of work into my voices. If you're going to do voices, choose a unique one and do something good. I'm fine with you saying that my fake improv date has this voice, but choose a good one. Choose one you can maintain because you're not going to be able to maintain that.
No,
come on.
I'm not.
Be professional.
All right.
Be professional.
Hi.
Hi, Mickey Mouse. I'm so glad we met online.
I have gills like a fish. Don't you love that about yourself?
You know, for me, I remember when I was in the womb, I had gills, right? But I haven't because that's a real thing.
You're clearly mocking me. Why?
Oh no!
Are you
I'm not,
mocking
no,
me?
I'm...
I have gills. Talk, and you don't. But we should talk about my gills right now.
How are your gills feeling today?
Little dry. Little dry. Wish I could jump in a river. Little dry.
Can I buy you a drink?
Can you also pour it all over my face so I
Absolutely.
Can breathe, goddammit?
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay, let's go
get it. You know what? Let's go. You want to go to a water park? Let's. Our next date is at a water park. Deepu, I just got a second date. Hold on. Pause the improv. I just got a second date.
with a fucking
ridiculous fish monster. Some Lovecraftian fish monster.
All right.
I turned the fact that I, A, brought up that humans do have gills. Every fetus has a gill at some point.
No, that's not true.
Deepu, do you just think I sit here and make things up?
Oh, I gotta look this up. Fetuses have gills. What? What? Learning about evolutionary history. Berkeley.edu. Wow. Facts.
So do you know this, that every fetus is this, every mammalian, not just mammalian, but But mostly across the board, every fetus, if it's called a fetus, is the same for a huge amount of time in shape.
Oh, yeah. A lot of homologous traits.
Now you're getting educated.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this, Deepu. Now we can actually have a conversation. So, you know, I turned your fish monster. I don't really want a second. That's not true. I'm really into anime. I would definitely date a fish monster. But I turned your thing that you thought there would be no interest into a second date.
If I brought homologous traits to the fish lady the way you did, I would lose. She'd be like, ugh, another fucking lame-o over here.
Well, I'm assuming you're dating women, so I think a lot of women take not understanding the science of fetuses. You know, that's a big thing nowadays. Perhaps they're offended by that.
That's true. Totally.
Deepu, if you'd like me before a date to list all the reasons in which you are possibly offensive, I'm not only willing to do that for you, which I could do pretty quickly, but I'm willing to rent this service out to everyone.
You're like the date doctor, your love doctor. You can help people out.
People call me Hitch.
Can we finish this date? Can we go back to this date? I know you got the second date already. You just waltzed her away to a water park.
Well,
without her permission.
Next time we'll go to a water park so you can breathe. We'll hang out. It'll be fun.
Okay, can we just...
Or a butterfly garden where they spray mist
parched.
Everywhere.
She seems a little parched. Can we go back
to
this date?
Let me get the waiter and or waitress. Waiter and or waitress! Yeah. Yes, I would like a gin and tonic double, because this is going on.
Ooh.
And my date will have sort of a water with... if you have a
fish
sort
bowl?
Of hydro,
you have a fish bowl. You can put it on my head.
If you have a fish, a sort of astronaut fish bowl, or if you have like the stuff they spray pesticides with in gardens, so I can mist her periodically. Thank you. A baster. Most kitchen honey is a baster fine. And I just got a honey in there. Is a baster fine? We can baste you the whole evening. And
oh,
you'll smell like turkey.
A baster will look great.
So what's going on here? I'm doing great on this date, Deepu.
Yeah, you're fucking nailing it.
I'm killing it. I don't understand what's going on here. Me and the fish monster are getting on like spades. Like spades?
So, big boy, let's talk about some of... What do you like to do?
I like to...
You like to eat crustaceans? I love crustaceans.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I like crustaceans. Crustaceans are great. Have you ever seen those videos of lobsters walking in single file lines across the ocean?
Well, I've seen that in person. That's how I get my food sometimes.
Would you put it on top of their head and they walk it to you?
Yeah. Totally.
No, so how do you get your food?
Sometimes I forage for it in the water. I swim around. I maybe lick some coral.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Yeah, you should try it. It's kind of spiky.
Well, you know what? Date number 3. You're going to take me out for coral.
First of all, I don't
I just got 3 dates.
No, you didn't. You think you're going to get some of this?
I say that to her face.
You think you're going to get some of this?
This is turning into D&D. How do you charm the fish monster? What? Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't implying. We don't have to. I was just saying. I would love to try.
Let's have some fucking respect for my fish body.
I not only respect your fish body, I think it would do great in a battle. And especially in underwater or swamp battle.
Thank you. It's a very
powerful looking form.
Yeah. I put a lot of time swimming from the Atlantic to get to this date.
I've never swam in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow, you're missing out. It's quite nice.
So you have?
I have.
How did you get across the country?
Went around.
You went down this to South America or up?
There's a canal somewhere. I usually kind of play it by ear. You know, I kind of just know.
Hold on. Hold on, kids. Are you at home wondering if Deepu knows the name of the canal? There's a canal somewhere. Here we go. In the meantime, enjoy this tale. Enjoy the song from.
I'm just going with traffic.
Gilbert and Sullivan.
When my
good friends was called to the bar, take the length of the song. I had an appetite full and hearty, but I, like many young gentlemen, were an impecunious party, and I soon grew tired of third-class journeys and dinners of bread and water. So I fell in love with a rich attorney's Something ugly daughter? Whatever it is. Okay, Deepu, do you know the name of the canal that gets you through?
Erie? Erie Canal?
You had two choices of canals, and you chose the wrong one.
Guadalupe?
So Deepu, hold on. So how do you get from Erie, Pennsylvania to the Pacific?
Okay, it wasn't Erie. I'm just going with traffic.
Is it Erie, Connecticut? It's somewhere horrible. It's somewhere not Pacific Ocean-y. It was the other canal, Deepu, that would have gotten you through. So sorry. You're going home with our Date the Fish Monster home game. You can play at home, too. Put gills on your kids and date them. Don't date your kids. Oh, my God. We need to throw this game out.
I've never met a man like this before. You know, usually
have you ever met a man? Am I your first? I'll be honest, I'm acting pretty cool about dating a fish monster.
You're so respectful. I've gone on many Tinder dates before, and don't get mad that I said Tinder dates. Don't get mad. I will shoot water on your face.
Can you do that? I'm learning about your powers every day. As a fish, do you know what Tinder is? Like the actual device of Tinder?
Yes, water.
Not the app. This is where Deepu realizes he might not know what it is.
What? I know what Tinder is. I've swam ashore. I'm here right now, aren't I?
What did you do ashore?
to
use Tinder.
The app or the original Tinder?
The word? The word, where it came from, yeah.
No, I remember I swam ashore once. I kind of flopped about onto the beach. And I heard some people, they were starting a fire, and they were talking about using Tinder.
All right, I'm just making
sure. To get the fire going.
Sometimes I will find one, like where the Erie Canal goes to the Pacific Ocean.
Fucking asshole, you don't think I know what Tinder is? This date's over! You're not getting any of this!
No, I had to throw her back. Get it? Well, this was
you
disgusting.
Fucked up. See, it's not that easy.
It was incredibly easy. Even at the highest level, I did really great. Even at the most ridiculous level, I did great.
But
here's advice to everyone. Here's advice to everyone. Stop trying to look smart. If you don't know a thing, nobody gives a shit.
No, people want people that have money and have knowledge.
They are not linked. by the way. People just don't talk about stuff you don't know. I don't understand why that's not why that's so hard to do for everyone.
But what if you don't know anything? And that'll do it for us.
Then ask questions and learn.
But that's the whole date. Oh, so tell me more about musicals and how they come about.
If it's a date with me, I fucking love talking. Yeah.
Oh God, I hate talking.
If it's some sort of college date or a friend of a friend date. Does no one? You don't see the stupidity of that? Of calling it a Tinder date?
No. I think it's a very unique circumstance, so they have to label it something.
I don't think it's very unique at all.
And Tinder is a phenomenon of sorts, so gets the label.
Go on, explain as to why Tinder is a phenomenon. This is where you get yourself in trouble. Did you know the meaning of the word phenomenon before you said it?
Took the world by storm.
Are you fucking kidding? Not a phenomenon.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't, Deepu.
Loosely.
You don't.
Loosely.
Yes, loosely, because you just don't know what the word means.
Google, define phenomenon.
God, I can't believe this is our show.
A fact or a situation that is observed to exist or happen. Whoa, I really fucked up there.
You did,
Wow. Because
saying it's a phenomenon is a nonsense word. Everything that happens in the universe is a phenomenon. We generally only use the word to talk about unexplained phenomena. So things like black holes that happen, and we know they happen, but it's not phenomenal is sort of a misnomer of a word, just like myriad. So you knew you didn't know what the word meant. You want to know how I knew you didn't know? You just Googled it right away. I'm sitting here looking at my screensaver as I do every week. If you could have even sold it being like, I know what it is. I don't have to define it for you.
Oh, my God. I just got matched with Fish Lady on Tinder.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hot.
Oh, I'm going to call her.
Call her.
Hello?
Hi. You want to go ride on my steamboat with me?
We can bounce up and down rhythmically every fourth frame.
Ooh, it's pretty aggressive. Is this a robot? Is this someone just trying to get me to watch a webcam feed? What is this? Are you a bot?
Well, I'm not a robot, but if you've got a webcam.
Ooh, okay.
Why don't you say, here's what we should do. I'll steal.
Nobody knows the plot to Steamboat Willie, which is what I was going to do, a whole joke about Steamboat Willie. Hate Mickey Mouse.
Please
going
don't.
On the record right now. We don't have to talk about it, but I think Mickey Mouse is unfunny.
Oh, totally. Bugs Bunny kills him on the entertainment game. Kills him.
But what are you even comparing to? It doesn't matter. Like, here's your advice for anyone that is stupid that wants to look smart on your next date. People talk about Mickey Mouse and go, "Yeah, what's a movie that Mickey Mouse is in?" And people go, I actually can't name one. And you'll look really smart, Deepu. That's a trick for your next date. Are we done?
Yep.